Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
For more than 50 years, RowGrow with Zarinol has been known for heavier weaning weights that deliver greater revenue. How much greater exactly? Years of research prove that calves implanted with RowGrow have an average 23-pound weaning weight advantage over non-implanted calves. At today's feeder calf prices, it's easy to see how those extra pounds can result in a bigger check come sale day. And as far as the idea that non-implanted cattle sell for a premium, this is just not true based on Superior Livestock Auction data and over 3 million calves that consistently shows implanted calves bring the same price per pound as non-implanted calves. The math speaks for itself, and so do the results with RowGrow, the gold standard in calf implants that helps you aim even higher. Higher calf weights, higher returns, higher satisfaction. Learn more at RowGrow.com and look for RowGrow at your veterinarian or animal health supplier. A withdrawal period has not been established for RowGrow in pre-ruminating calves. Do not use in calves to be processed for veal.
This past Friday was the deadline for applications for those CARES funds for grants for meat processing improvements in the state of Oklahoma. State Secretary of Agriculture Blaine Arthur talked with us Friday night saying there were a lot of applications that came in very quickly.
So we have been almost overwhelmed by applications, which we're really genuinely excited about because that means folks want to increase the capacity, increase the chain space, essentially, that we've got in Oklahoma. I do want to give a lot of credit to Jason Harvey on staff at the Department of Ag. Jason has talked with many, many people via email and over the phone, and he's kind of the point person as far as collecting those. As of this afternoon, the latest update I had, we had over 150 applications. Which is significant, and certainly we don't have a final dollar amount total as far as request, but we surpassed that $10 million mark last week. We had almost $20 million requested at the end of last week when we were at about 37 applications. So I think we're seeing that tremendous interest in doing that. We're very appreciative the governor approved that $10 million for the meat processing, and I'm certainly excited to see that new capacity we'll have in the state, and then really that increased economic development from that, because when we get new jobs in rural areas and increase opportunities for our producers, that really has a great trickle-down effect across all our communities.
The thing that kind of impressed me was your willingness to put a pretty short leash on this turnaround. You wanted that money to be used right away.
We certainly do, and part of that is federal guidelines say that it has to be expended by December 31st of 2020, so we had to do some pretty quick work to get an application put together and get a turnaround on those to get them in so that our Ag Enhancement Diversification Board members could review all of those, and so folks could know that they had the money and were able to spend it in an appropriate time, and we understand that that's a pretty high hurdle for them, but we certainly don't want to miss out on the chance to see those grants go out for the ag sector.
Oklahoma State Secretary of Agriculture Blaine Arthur. The KC Fed is saying that farm income in the region declined in the second quarter of 2020 at its quickest pace since 2016, due in part to weak market conditions for key ag commodities, much of this due to COVID-19. Tulsa State Fair has announced their Junior Livestock Show. Tulsa State Fair itself canceled, but the Junior Livestock Show continues on. 30th of September through the 2nd of October, they'll be showing breeding animals. Then starting on the 3rd and 4th of October, Saturday, Sunday, they'll have the Market Animal Show. You've got farm news on Ron. Well, cattle producers, it's the Big Horn Classic of Superior Livestock happening August 17th through the 21st on Dish Network Satellite 997 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Starts each day with a video auction at 9 a.m. Central Time. 196,000 head will be offered during the week. For details of the lots that will be sold each day, go to SuperiorLivestock.com. That's SuperiorLivestock.com for the Big Horn Classic. More farm news on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.